Be'ezah Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Me'ilah and Laws of Misappropriation, the Sefer Avodah, which continuing the theme of the previous Perek, which we talked about these Halachos of Me'ilah, the Rambam tells us what other times that one would be Chayav Me'ilah. And as in Halacha Alf, the Rambam begins by differentiating what type of a Kachim it is to tell us actually what parts and when will it have the Halacha Me'ilah. Kachim Kalim. So the low-level Kachim. In Moel Mem, there actually is no Me'ilah on that carbon. Actually, it's Zorak Adam, until the blood of the carbon is first sprayed. Nizrik Adam, once the blood is sprayed, then Moilim Bein Murdehem, because as we said in the previous parak, Me'ilah is something that's designated for Hashem. Kachim Kalam, he has human ownership. So specifically, when the blood is sprayed, Moilim Bein Murdehem, then you have misappropriation in the sacrificial parts, which that's designated only for Hashem and the Mizbech, Achayet L'Beis HaDesh, and that's only up until it's taken out to the ash heap, Sherdehem L'Ishim, because ultimately they're for the fires. Moreover, Ve'im Moilim B'dav HaNechel, one does not get Me'ilah in something that's eaten, like we explained in Perek Avalocha Beis, which therefore the rest of the carbon, which is eaten, of the, let's say the Shlam, would not have Me'ilah. And that's Afila Hele Mum Shalehem. Now, even if one had already elevated the sacrificial parts, before the spraying of the blood, no, there's no Me'ilah until the blood is sprayed, because that's what permits the Me'ilah, the Emum, to be sacrificed, and that's when it's designated for Hashem, and then it's going to have Alocha Me'ilah. Let's say the sacrificial parts were already taken out of the Azara before the blood was sprayed. Doesn't make a difference. Emel is not going to be on them until you spray the blood. Nizrik Adam, but let's say the blood is sprayed, then even if it's still out of the Azara and it wasn't brought back, still now there is going to be Me'ilah. So Zikama Elis Laitza, because the spraying of the blood is effective for something that's out of the area of the Azara, Bein Lahakal, whether as a leniency, for example, let's say the meat of Kachri Kachim, where the Me'ilah is only until the Zrik is Adam. But after the Zrik, there's no Me'ilah, there won't be Me'ilah anymore. And Be'el Mahachmer, whether it be stringent, like this halacha that we're talking about here, with Kachim Kalim, where it will have effective now Me'ilah after the Zrik is Adam, even though the Emurim are out of that Zar. Halacha base. Kol Kachi Kaddishim, all high-level Kachim. Me'ilah Mehem, there is Me'ilah, Mishahuk Tashu, here it's from the moment they sanctified, because it's designated for Ofa Hashem, Ad Shei Zrik Adam, actually only until the blood is sprayed. Nizrik Adam, now once the blood is sprayed, it's like this. So Moilim Behen, so there's still going to be Me'ilah B'dabash or Kulishim, something that's totally for the fires, where it's, that's Lashem. Achei Sarif, until it's burnt, Be'isla B'esadeshin, after it's burnt, and then it goes out to the Ashib, then it's not going to have any more Me'ilah. And, Ve'im Moilim B'dabah Nechel, but it's not going to be Me'ilah by something that's eaten of the Kachar Kachrim, Kumash B'an, again, like we explained in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Halacha Gimel, Ketzer, Hasov, so Ram illustrates. Ha'oila, let's say the burnt sacrifice, whether it be Echad Oila's Oif, whether it be a bird Oila, Echad Oila's Bim, whether it be an animal Oila, or Va'akoymit, the fistful of the Mincha, of Alvain, or the frankincense, these are all things that are burnt totally on Mizbech. Mechizkan, Makoyin's Mincha, Vachavitin, and the Mincha offering of the Koyin Gadol every single day, Mechizasachim, and the flower libations. So there, Moilim Hem, there's going to be Me'ilah on these things, Meshasek Deshim, the moment they're sanctified, Achayetu, Achastrei Fasim, Al Mizbech, Lebesadashin, until after they're taken out, after the burnt on Mizbech, to the ash heap, where then it's already been used up, then it's no more need for Hashem, then it's not going to have Me'ilah. But in that time period, from the moment it's sanctified, it's going to have Halacha Me'ilah. Halacha Dal, V'chem Parma Nasraf, Masir Masraf. So too, the bulls and the he-goats that are burnt, none of it is eaten. Moilim Behem, so it's going to be Me'ilah on them, Meshazak Deshim, the moment it's sanctified, Atshir Yisarf, until they're burnt, V'digom Esrei Fasim, Mebeis HaDeshim, V'yutach HaBasa, until their burning is finished in the ash heap, which that's where you burn it, and the meat melts, up until then, there's going to be Me'ilah. Now, before the meat melts off, there would still be Me'ilah, even if it's on the ash heap. So to the red heifer, the red cow, which is burnt for its ashes to be used in purification, somebody came to tell me from a dead person, there's going to be Me'ilah on that paraduma, from the moment it's sanctified, until it becomes ashes. Now, although essentially it's really like kachar b'edik abayis, which does not have this halacha, and it's not brought as a carbon, still, Harei Nema, but the Pasuk still in Bamidbar calls it Chatas, it's a Chatas. So just like a Chatas has Halacha of Me'ilah when you makdish it until you're finished done with it, so too will be here. Which now, however, there's a stipulation in the court, Shalayimul Adam Eva Par, that there shouldn't be Me'ilah on the ashes of the Paraduma, which really was removing a prior Takana de Rabbana, because biblically, the Me'ilah is only on the meat and not on the ashes. But once the Chum saw that they were using it for their own mundane purposes, the ashes, they said, oh, there should be meal on the ashes. But then when they realized that now people that are maybe not sure of their tummy that were afraid to get sprayed with it because they were concerned that now they're doing me'ilah, so they nullified it and then they returned it to its biblical status, which is that there should not be me'ilah on the ashes of the paraduma. Halach above, chatas behema. an animal sin offering, the asham and the guilt offering, the zivich hasham tziba and the shlamim that are specifically once a year is on shvuas, which are that of the tzibur, which generally shlam is not, but these are all kachay kachim. So as we said, moilim bekulam, you're going to have me'ilah in all these cases, mishra hukdushim when they're sanctified, ashi zark adam, until the blood is sprayed. Nizark adam, so once the blood is sprayed. So moilim be murdehem, so there's going to be me'ilah still in the sacrificial parts, ashi zal beis adesh, until they're taken out to the ashib. But the imel mabasa, because that's eaten. No me'ilah on the meat. And v'chein chatzas, so regarding the bird chatzas. Moilim babashu hukdushu, there's me'ilah from when it's sanctified, ashi zal adam, until the blood is sprayed. Who's the dumb once the blood is sprayed? And but me'ilah is not me'ilah anymore. Avol, but aslohanis b'murasa b'netzasa. It is forbidden to have benefit from its crop and from its feathers, because of the way the pasuk says that you have to remove that and throw it, and that retains it iser. But if someone has benefit from those two things after blood was sprayed, loymol, there's an iser, but he has not committed me'ilah. Halachazayin. Continuing, we went to the animals, to the bird offerings, to hamanachis, the flower offerings. Moilim behemashoktishu. Here also. And halacha is going to be that there's me'ilah from when it's sanctified. Even though it wasn't even sanctified yet in a service vessel, but when you sanctify it, it already has me'ilah. Until you burn the fistful of the flower offering. Now, karva kaimetz, which that's the equivalent of what blood is to an animal sacrifice, as we were speaking about up until now, or a bird sacrifice. So once the kmitza has been burned, so the leftovers are now permitted to be eaten. Now, and again, there's no me'ilah on that. Now, the nislu hashiyarim achastrum. Now, but let's say the leftovers became invalidated or they became lacking. The achyachik darkamitz, and only subsequently did you burn the fistful of the flower offering. Oh. So, hoivak tarazu, since the burning of this kmitza einam ateretz hashiyar machil, does not permit the leftovers to be eaten, because they're invalidated, because they're lacking. When they're lacking, the kmitza does not permit the leftovers. So then, harihadav is suffix, so that's actually an element of doubt. Im yatsu yidei me'iloi lo yatsu, so that remove it from me'iloi not, because ultimately you did do the kmitza, but it's not really permitting it. So that's the question, if that now removes me'ilah from them or not. Halacha ches, lechem upon them. Continue on another example. The 12 showbreads that are on the shulchan every Shabbos. Moilim b'mishokdash, the misappropriation law applies when it's sanctified. And that's afa bishla adan le'nefer, even though it wasn't even baked yet. Ashiyak tabazichan, until the spoons are burnt on the following Shabbos, the spoonfuls of the frankincense are burnt on the mizbech. Hik tabazichan, once the spoonfuls of frankincense are sacrificed, hutabachil, then the birds are permitted to be eaten. And v'chein shtei alechem, so do the birds that are burnt, two birds that are burnt shavuos. Moilim behen, mishokdashu, kodem she'efu. There's me'ilah on them once they're sanctified, even before they're baked. Until you spray the blood of the lambs. Once the blood of the lambs are sprayed, then the shtei alechem are permitted to be eaten. Halacha test, another example, hanasachim, regarding the libations that are brought with karbanas. So there's me'ilah on them the moment they're sanctified. Now, once they went down in the pipes, the holes in the mizbeach, so there's no me'ilah anymore, the avodah was already done. Regarding the water libation that's specifically brought on the Yom Sukkos. So interesting. As long as they're in the golden jug, which they would draw the water from the Shilayach River. Now, from the Shilayach spring. In these golden jugs, and from there they would do the Nisach, because on Shabbos, you can't bring it from the Shilayach. Problem is, if you draw the water with the pitchers that they would, which are the Klei Sharis, so the water would be sanctified, and then become invalidated by being left out overnight on Friday night. So therefore, they would actually draw the water on Erev Shabbos with a jug that was not a Klei Sharis, and therefore did not sanctify the water to become invalidated by being left out overnight. And only when they would come to pour it, would they then pour it into the pitcher and then pour it. Oh, so therefore the halacha is a nen mehem. So you can't have benefit from it, because ultimately it was taken for the purposes of a hekdesh of doing nisach hamayim. But vanen lema, but the one who does have benefits has not committed me'ilah, because it was never sanctified in the Klei Sharis. Now, nas noisim batzloiches, but when you put into the pitcher, then moilim mukulim, then there's me'ilah in all of them, shadei machlal nesachim, because then the water is considered in the category of the libations, which is only wine, but these are also nisach hamayim, therefore they also can have the halacha me'ilah. Halacha here, another example, loig shemen shel metzayra, the loig of oil that a metzayra brings for his kapara, moilim bayim mishahukdish bekli, there there's me'ilah from when it's sanctified in the vessel, atchei zark dam ashem, until you spray the blood of the carbon ashem, nizik dam ashem, once you spray the blood of the ashem. So loy nanin, still you shouldn't have benefit from the oil, but loy melon does not give me me'ilah anymore, because you already had the blood of the ashram sprayed. Achiyit me'min mat noisav, you cannot have benefit from it until all the matanas of the oil are done. Nosh me'min matanas, you already did all the sprays you're supposed to do with the oil, then hutra shirim b'achila, then the leftover oil is permitted to be eaten, kibzah chadzav ashram, like the meat of a chadzav ashram, which are eaten by the kahanim, so too the leftover oil is eaten by the kahanim. Halacha Yud Aleph, Kol Demei. Now, regarding the bloods of Shechitas HaKadoshim, of when one slaughters a carbon, which that blood that comes out after it's slaughtered, so Ein Meilim Bayit. That's Gzeiras HaKasev, that the Torah tells you there's no Me'ilim by that on the blood, and that's Bein Lefnei Kapar, Bein Lachai Kapar, whether it's before the atonement of the sprays of blood or after the atonement. Doesn't make a difference. The other bloods do not have Me'ilah. Actually, Yetzel Nachal Kidron, actually, up until it goes out to the Kidron Valley. Because actually, Yetzel Nachal Kidron, when after it goes out to the Kidron Valley, then actually Me'ilah, but then actually there is Me'ilah on the blood. The reason for that is when they Shahoye Nimka Lagan is because actually Hekdesh would sell the blood of the Karbanis, which went out to the Kidron Valley, to the gardeners as fertilizer. And V'dam of Hekdesh, and those proceeds are Hekdesh. So therefore, actually, that blood does have Halach of Me'ilah. Now, Aval Maka is down the Batman's culture. If someone, let's say, does bloodletting because the blood has to be released from the animal for health reasons, Hadehu Osa Bahanoya, there actually it's forbidden to have benefit, and Moilam Boy, and there is Me'ilah on that blood, in contrast to when we said when you shecht an animal. And the reason is, since the animal cannot live without its blood, Hadehu Kugufa, so essentially the blood is like the body of the animal, and moreover, since you cannot spray that blood for the carbon, because it was done through hakaza, not through shchita. So actually, that's why there's going to be me'ilah, because all those psukim that tell us that there's no me'ilah on the dam of a carbon is only by blood that's fit to do the shrikas adam with it. Here, where it's not, and it's like the animal itself, it actually will have halacha of me'ilah. Now, this that we're saying, like it's kagufa, is in contrast to halacha in beis, which differentiates regarding ancillary parts of the carbon. Hatsam is the bones, vagidim the tendons, vakanayim the horns, vatlavayim the hooves, sheperushim mikachakachim. Now, if they detached from the carbon, the kachakachim, the highest level carbons, lefnei zirkas damim, before the blood was sprayed, so then, moilim hen. There is me'ilah on these items until the blood is sprayed, because in contrast, when the blood is sprayed, then all the parts which are not meant to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, because they're separate from it, will not have me'ilah. But up until the blood is sprayed, there's me'ilah. Perushal achas rikas dam, let's say it was detached after the blood was sprayed, then a ma'ilim bahen. So there's no me'ilah on them because even though they're not fit to be eaten, they really were permitted with the rest of the animal, which was permitted when the blood was sprayed. Now, atzmas ha'oila. Now, but specifically regarding the bones of a oila, which none of that is eaten. Sheperushal afnez rikas, so if it detached before the blood was sprayed, so ein moilim behen la'achas rika. So there's not going to be me'ilah on them after the blood is sprayed. No, before the blood is sprayed, so then it's no different than all other kachakachim that there's going to be me'ilah. But after the blood is sprayed, there's not going to be me'ilah. Sha'as rika, matera says, because the spraying of the blood permits them, because the bones that detach before the blood was sprayed, they're not fit for haktara. It's only when it's connected to the rest of the limbs, which are all burnt. But it was detached beforehand, so therefore it doesn't have the halacha of me'ilah. But when perishu achas rika, but let's say these entities, the bones and so on and so forth, if they got detached after the blood of the oil was sprayed, then moilim and la'olim, then is actually always going to retain the isra of me'ilah on them, because what did the zrika do? The zrika permitted it to be sacrificed, because since it was still attached to the animal, the oil and all its bones that weren't attached are supposed to be burnt. Now, after it detaches, after the blood was sprayed, there's nothing to remove from the halacha of me'ilah, in contrast if it was detached from before the zrika, because there it permitted, as we said, because it's only what's attached has to be burnt. What's detached that's not primary is not being burnt. So then actually the zrika is going to take it away from me'ilah. But here that it will only become detached after the zrika by the oilah, it's always going to retain the halacha of me'ilah. Now, continuing on this atzmas ha'oilah, regarding the bones of a carbon oilah, in a different scenario, different context, shepaku ma'al mizbech. So let's say you put it on the mizbech, it has to be burnt, it's part of the oilah. But these bones, shepaku ma'al mizbech, koy mechatzay zalaylam, where it burst off from the mizbech before the first half of the night. So a moilman, this still has halacha me'ilah, it's still supposed to be burning on the mizbech. La'acha chatzayz, if it burst off the fires after midnight, then moilman, there's not going to be me'ilah anymore, because then it really doesn't have to be burnt anymore. Now, ava b'shepaku koy mechatzayz, now, and this is even if it burst off before noon, before midnight, but came shigeh chatzis alayl, but even though it was often before, but once it reaches ready after midnight, nasu kol evam kibishin saklu benasa. Even then, all the limbs are like as if they were consumed already, and as if they're ashes. And just like we say, when there's ashes, no ma'ilin mo, because no ma'avodah being done with it after midnight has the same halachic qualification. Halachic gimel. Now regarding gachelas, now not regarding the limb of a oil, but a coal. which there was these fires on the Mizbeach, Shepakim al Mizbeach, that if it burst off from the Mizbeach, and that's Bein Lefnei Chatzos Bein Lachris, is whether before midnight or after midnight, they're Loi Nenen, one should not have benefited from it because it's a hectic item, but Loi Merlin, there's no Me'il on that. Aber Gechelish HaKodja Bedek HaBayis, in contrast, the coals of the Kodshim of the treasury, they're actually Me'ilim Boi, there actually would be Me'ila on that, like any Kodja Bedek HaBayis. Now, Vashalevis, regarding the flame itself, which doesn't have a substance per se, Loi Nenen, still one should not have benefited, but Loi Merlin, there's not going to be Me'ila. Halachi Dal, now Deshin HaMizbech HaChitzen, the ashes from the outer altar, whether before you took off the shovel full of the what's called the Trumas Adeshin, whether after you took off the shovel full, because even after that Trumas Adeshin, it's not considered as if you finished the mitzvahs of the ashes, only when after you take out all the ashes, Chutz L'machne. So even though you did the Trumas Adeshin, but the actual ashes themselves, there's going to be halacha meil on them, because it's not nigma mitzvasa. Halacha tezvav, now in contrast, Dishan HaMizbech Pnimi, the ashes of the inner altar, but Dishan HaMenorah, the ashes of the menorah, one should not have benefit from it, but there is not going to be Me'ila, because by the Asher Mezech Abnimi, it doesn't say B'samay, which B'samay tells us that up until you place it, even after you place it, it's still going to have the Issa until you take it all out, that it doesn't say by those ashes of the Mezech Abnimi Amnair, and therefore it's not going to have the Allah Me'ila. Halakha design, called Behemoth Kachem Kachem, all animals of the higher level Kachem, Shibalas Mum, which has a blemish. So, Bein Shekadim Mum Kabul Akdesha, whether if it, let's say, had the permanent blemish before it was sanctified. Bein Shekadim Akdesha Mum Kabul, whether it had its sanctification before it had the permanent blemish. And if it loses Mechuz Zman, and even if it's lacking time, where right now it cannot be brought as a carbon, let's say if it's within its first 8 days of its birth, Moilim Behem, there's still going to be Me'il on these things, Mishahuk Teshu, from when it was sanctified, Ashi Padim Tol Tredim. Now, Aval, but Tyron, regarding turtle dove, Shalehigi Zman, which, and this is what we're differentiating between animal sacrifices and bird sacrifices. But Tyre and turtle dove, Shalagizman, which has not yet reached their time because they have to reach a certain age of maturity. Uvinayayna and young dove, Shalavizman, which already passed their times. Vim Kachim Mizbeach, and those are karbanas that are to be sacrificed on Mizbeach. So Avabish Asla Hansbem, although one is forbidden to have benefit from them, because ultimately they're items of Hektish, Hanena Leimal, someone has benefit from them, he's not committed Me'ila. And the reason for that is, Hoyle in Rum Lepidion, since they're not fit to be redeemed, because bird karbanas cannot be redeemed in contrast to that of animal sacrifices. So Rimke Chatois HaMesis has the halachic status as the sin offerings that have to be left to die, which we're going to explain in the next parak. Therefore, there's no halachic me'ila because there's no proceeds going to Hektish. There's nothing you can do with them. It's not like you redeem it and then the monies go to Hektish, or here it just has to be left to die. So therefore, it has no monetary status for sanctity, and therefore there's not going to be me'ila on these bird karbanos. Because they don't have any obvious sanctity because they're blemished, and so one cannot bring them as a carbon. And at the same time, there's no option for redemption, which normally would give it some element of hektish proceeds, which that the bird carbon doesn't have.